Hi guys, welcome back to Colors and Flavors Podcast. My name is Oyinka Daudu, your host of this amazing show. I trust that you found the previous conversations helpful and this one will not be any different. We're talking about dating. When is the right time to start dating? How early is it to date and how long, you know, is too long for you to be dating before you get married? So the topic is the dilemma of dating too early or for too long before marriage. So I'm going to kick off this episode with my own story and I'll build on that and share lessons and my perspective on this idea of how early is too early to start dating. Okay. So my ideal love story was that I would meet a boy at the university who would be at most 2 years older than me. We would fall in love, we'd start dating and, you know, graduate from university, get good jobs, get married and live happily ever after. But yeah, that did not happen. Yeah, it didn't happen that way. And I mean, now I'm married, so thank God for how things turned out. But my ideal was not the reality for me. And although that didn't happen the way I thought it would, I had experiences about, you know, love and relationships that I wish I could have done differently, right? So by God's grace, I managed to graduate from high school without getting entangled in a premature relationship. Thank God. But the gap between when I finished from high school waiting for university, I thought I was ready for love. I thought, okay, yeah, I mean, I didn't have a boyfriend in high school. It's time for me to get experience in this love department, right? And thankfully, I believe God intervened. So that entanglement between that time did not work out. And I feel like God's intervention was that me and the boy would go to different universities. So that kind of just faded off. And, you know, it gave me the opportunity to refocus my mind on the more important things at that phase of my life, right? I mean, you think I would actually have learned my lesson. But yeah, at university again, I thought, okay, now I'm ready for love. And now I'm older. I'm no longer a teenager. I'm now in uni. I'm an adult now, right? But alas, it still wasn't time. In fact, there was one point where I thought I had met my husband. I was so convinced that this was the guy I was going to get married to. We're not even dating. We're not even in a situationship. But I just thought, okay, this is it, right? But that didn't work out. And yeah, I still wasn't ready to get into a relationship even throughout my university. It just wasn't the right time to awaken love. And I wish I had realized this sooner. It would have saved me a lot of troubles, right? So this premature desire that I had to get into a relationship, it made me make some mistakes that I could have avoided, right? So at that time, I don't even think I'd actively started reading about relationships or learning about marriage and, you know, God's purpose for the union of marriage. I don't think so. I was just in my feelings zone. Like, okay, once I had the feelings for someone and it was mutual, then yeah, why not? We can always figure the rest out, right? But then how could I actually know what a good relationship should be like? Or how to act in a good relationship if I actually never intentionally learned about relationships. So I hope you can agree with me. I was too young and it was too early for me to start dating or start desiring to get into a relationship because I wasn't ready and the time was just not right. Now, if you're watching this video or listening to this episode, you might be wondering, like, what's the big deal about dating at such a young age or too early before you're ready for marriage? Now, what I see is for many people, like I was at the time, they think they are ready for a relationship, but they're actually not. Many of us approach dating as a simple thing, you know, boy meets girl, you have feelings, and yeah, things would be smooth from there on. But love and relationship and marriage is a lot more complicated than that. And if you're watching this as an older person, I believe you can agree with me. It's not just about feelings. It's not just about meeting someone and, you know, clicking and building a life together, right? I think for many young people, they don't think about the consequences of being in a relationship at such an early or young age. And many times, if you don't actually count the cost of being in a relationship or preparing rightly for it, it creates issues that many people have to heal or recover from before they are actually ready to enter the right relationship. So it's a big deal. Getting the timing right when it comes to dating is as important as choosing the right person, even when it comes to dating. All right. So if I could have a do-over, I would definitely not have started dating as early as I did, or not even have been interested in getting into a relationship at the time that I had that desire. I wouldn't have acted on it, right? So here's what I would have told my younger self, or here's what I would tell my younger self if I could, about dating at such a young age or too early before marriage. So if you're listening to this or watching this video and you're younger than I am, or at least you still have time to make the right decisions, I hope that you will learn from this and actually make better decisions than I did, or that many older people you see probably did at the time that they were younger. So here's what I would tell my younger self. Number one, prioritize creating the right foundation to grow in your walk with God before you consider dating. It's so important. Like, until you learn to be satisfied with the love that God has for you, you're not ready for a relationship. Like, God is the author of love. If you don't know him, how then can you know what it means to love, or how to receive love, or what love in a godly context actually means? So prioritize creating that right foundation. Set yourself up to grow in your walk with God, to experience maturity in the faith. I think at the time, I'd not figured out this idea of like purpose as a believer and the whole idea of my being fervent in my devotion. I did not know a lot of things, right? I mean, I attended church. I grew up in a Christian environment. So yeah, I had a semblance of Christianity, but in its true form, I still had a lot to learn. So I would tell my younger self to prioritize creating that right foundation to grow in my walk with God before I started considering a relationship. And one thing about this one is, if you don't put God first, you will make mistakes trying to put other things in the space that God should occupy. And that's dangerous, very dangerous. And I'm sure you've seen many young people make that mistake, thinking, oh, someone is going to fulfill that longing, that desire that they have deep down. Meanwhile, only God can actually satisfy that. All right, so that's the first thing I would tell my younger self. The second thing I would tell my younger self about dating too early or for a long time before marriage would be that you still have a lot to learn about yourself before you can choose the right partner to do life with. Yeah, this one is so crucial. I would tell anyone who is younger than I am, right, or young considering dating, to focus on discovering what God actually has for them to do in this life, right? Focus on discovering God's plans and get started on working in it. Like, the when you're able to identify what God would have you do with your life and you are working actively on it, you're better positioned to identify and choose the right partner to do life with. Not everybody that you have feelings for is the right fit for this journey of life that God would have you embark on. So when you can actually figure out what God would have you do with your life, you can choose the right person to build life with. And you also can determine if you're the right person for that other human to do life with. Because if they figured it out, you know whether you fit well into that plan, whether they fit well into yours, and both of you can make informed decisions. So as a younger person, I would have just wanted to hear that, girl, just hold on, get to know yourself, get to figure out what God would have you do with your life. Now, the third thing I would tell my younger self about dating too early or for too long would be that you are not ready for a relationship until you have intentionally learned what love and commitment means. Yeah. I remember the first time that I told someone I love you. I think I was 15 years. And in retrospect, I'm wondering, did you even know what love meant at the time? Of course, I mean, I'd heard people say I love you. I'd watched movies. My parents said it to each other. But this is me professing to love somebody in a romantic way. And I clearly didn't even know what love meant at the time. So yeah, until you've intentionally learned what love actually means and what it means to be committed to someone else, you're not ready for a relationship. So please just invest in knowledge. Like, this is the time to actually learn. This is the time to listen to sound teachings on relationships and marriage, right? It's a time to find godly examples to learn from. So love is more than a feeling. It's much more than your hormones raging, like, oh, you're a teenager, you're having a crush and you think you want to act on it. It's not time. Until you know what it means to love and to commit to someone, you're not ready for a relationship, and you must intentionally learn it. It's not something that you're picking up from the movies. I think that's definitely something that was dangerous for me at the time. I watched a lot of romantic movies and high school, you know, Love Life and all of those things, and I feel like they created the wrong impression of what a relationship or what love should be like. So yeah, until you intentionally learn what love and commitment actually is, you're not ready for a relationship. I definitely wish someone had told me that when I was younger. All right, so the next thing I would tell my younger self is that you don't need multiple dating experiences before you get it right. Yeah. I know there's some people who believe that, yeah, you know, you can learn from your own experiences. This is the time to make mistakes as a young person, you know, explore, meet different people. If it doesn't work out, you know, you'd break it off and move on to the next, right? But no, you don't have to make mistakes of your own before you get it right. You can learn from others. In fact, you can learn from good resources on how to do relationship right, so that when you get into one, you actually make the best of it. You get into one when it's right, when it's the right one for you, and you make the best of it. So when it comes to this idea of, like, oh, having multiple dating experiences, I disagree with it completely, right? So I would have wished someone had told me then that I shouldn't be pressured by anyone to get into a relationship, whether it was a deliberate pressure with someone telling me, oh, you know, this person likes you, do something about it, or people making inferences and asking, oh, who's your crush, who do you like, are boys asking you out? Very silly things that I don't understand why people ask young people at that age. Like, there's schoolwork to think about. Stop bringing those conversations. And I feel like at the time, like for me, when I was in secondary school and the university, there were times where I wasn't even actively thinking about a relationship. But because people around asked me about it, I think it made it look like I was doing it wrong because I wasn't thinking about it. But yeah, this is me telling my younger self, you don't have to have multiple experiences before you get it right. You can make the decision with God and actually choose the right person, build the right relationship, and yeah, do things right the first time. And then the final thing I'll tell my younger self, if I could, is that don't start dating until you are ready to consider getting married within a reasonable time. Very important. Look, dating exposes you to a lot more sexual temptations. Now, I know that you don't have to be in a relationship to, you know, face sexual temptations, but being in a relationship for a long time at such a young age exposes you to much more intense sexual temptations, right? And the longer you are in a dating relationship before marriage, the more intense these sexual temptations become. Now, remember this, it's easier not to start the fire than try controlling the fire. So that's something I wish someone had told me very clearly so early on, that I shouldn't awaken love until the time is right and until I am ready. So yeah, I think that those are the most important things I wish someone had told me, or that I would tell my younger self if I could, about dating too early or for a long time before marriage. So what I mean for a long time is like people who are in relationships for like, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years before they are ready to get married. It's a long time. It's a long time. And I know when it comes to the age, the right age, or how long should you date before marriage, those things will vary for different people. But I would say that it will be clear when you are not ready for a relationship. It will be clear. You would know. And I feel like as a child of God, the Spirit of God leads you. You will know when you are just rushing into something, when it's not yet time. So that's very important. The timing is just as important as the quality of the relationship, or as the purpose of the relationship as well. So as God's child, I want you to recognize that society shouldn't define what dating and relationships should be like for you. Let the word of God guide you and listen to godly counsel. When your hormones are raging, you know, your feelings are heightened and you're thinking, I'm ready for love. I know I love this person. This is the person I'm going to do life with. And you've got elders telling you, you are not ready. Hold on, or this is not right. Not like you will never be ready for love, but just not yet. Please listen, right? Listen to godly counsel. If you've got people around you who are actually guiding you properly, please listen to them and let the word of God guide you as well. All right, so I hope this video was helpful and at least will give you something to think about if you're in that phase where you're thinking about dating and deciding whether it's the right time for you, or whether you're wondering, oh, how long can I date before I'm ready to get married? Am I actually ready to get married? Thinking of all these things. And if I'm not ready for marriage, should I just hold off dating for now? So I trust that this video would help you answer some of those questions, or at least get you thinking about, you know, the right answers for you. Now it's my turn to hear your thoughts. So yeah, I'd love to know what you think. How early is too early to start dating? And how do you know when it's the right time to start dating? Please let me know in the comment section. If you're listening to this podcast on any of the podcast platforms, check your show notes for a link to share your thoughts. I'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you so much for watching this episode. Please share this with someone. If you're watching this video, it means you're on YouTube. So please like, share, and subscribe to this channel. All right. Thank you so much. Until the next episode. Cheers.